Yeshaya Perek Membeis. Hein Avdi Esmoch Bo. Behold, my servant, my Eved, Esmoch Bo, whom I will uphold, or whom I will be able to rely on, Bechiri Rotzason Navshi, my chosen one, whom my soul desired, Nasati Ruchi Olov, I've placed my spirit upon him, Mishpat Lagoyim Yotzi, and he can bring forth justice to the nations. As with many of the Nevuos in Yeshaya, it doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk what we're referring to. We've had different times there are Nevuos, and it's a question whether it's referring to an event in Yeshaya's lifetime, whether it's referring to the end of times. And here also, the Mari Kora explains the Pasuk, one of the Rishonim, the early Rishonim, explains that the Pasuk is referring to Koresh, the king of Persia, who gave the permission to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And as he explains, we'll take these few psukim first, and then we'll discuss Lefi the other Meforshim. But Hein Avdi Esmoch Bo, behold my servant that I can rely on, Bechiri Rotzasa Nafshi, I've chosen him, the one that my soul desires. Nosati Ruchi Olov, I've placed my spirit on him. Who's this King Koresh that Hashem puts his spirit on? But the Pasuk says, Bishnas Achas LeKoresh, in the first year of the reign of Koresh, Heyir Hashem Es Ruach Koresh, Hashem aroused, Heyir, he inspired the spirit, Heyir Hashem Es Ruach Koresh Melech Paras, Hashem inspired Koresh, the king of Paras. This is the first pasuk in Sefer Ezra, that he aroused the spirit of Koresh, and he gave a proclamation that we can go and rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. Nosati Ruchi Olov, Hashem placed his spirit and he caused this guy to be inspired and allow us to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Mishpat LaGoyim Yotzi, and he'll bring forth justice to the nations. Justice here meaning the punishment, they'll get what they deserved. And Bovel, the Babylonian Empire that caused the Churban and destroyed our Beis HaMikdash, finally Koresh will punish and destroy the Babylonian Empire. Lo Yitzak v'lo Yisa, he won't shout, he won't have to raise his voice, v'lo Yashmiya b'chutz kolo, and his voice won't be heard in the street. Koresh will not have to gather together armies from all different countries. He'll have a relatively small army, and yet he'll be successful in conquering Bovel. Kone rotzitz lo yishbar, he won't break even a bruised reed. Ufishta ke'alo yechabeno, and he won't extinguish a flickering wax, a flickering wick made out of flax. Meaning Klal Yisrael, that's going to be so weak and bruised, and in Golos, but Koresh will make sure to encourage and support us instead of putting out that last ember, the last flame, the last fire of Klal Yisrael. He won't extinguish the light. He won't break the reed. Lo yichev, lo yarutz. He won't slacken or tire. Ad yosim ba'aretz mishpat, until he placed justice in the land. And the islands will long for his teachings. Even the distant nations will recognize him. And as the Mari Kora says, when Koresh gives permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, he will say, Kol mamlechos ha'aretz nosan li elokei ha'shamayim, all of the nations of the world Hashem, the God of heavens, has given to me. So he's the commander, the ruler of the powerful Persian Empire, and he'll make a public proclamation that Hashem has given him all of the kingdoms, and it's his mission to allow the Jews to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And with this approach, he continues with the following psukim. And what's interesting is, and I quote his words, the words of the Ma'ariv Kora, Veda, you should know, ki chol adam she'eino boki, anyone who's not an expert, b'seder uvehilu chaksuvim, in the arrangement and in the flow of the psukim, the narrative, yifarish parshazu ha-melech ha-mashiach. Looking at these words, he's going to assume we're talking about Mashiach. He takes a few psukim, and he says that's what it's referring to. And he can bring a proof from many places that these psukim must be referring to Mashiach. Achalila lohaniach seder haparsha. It's interesting. He says, Chas v'shalom, to leave the order of the parsha. V'hilucha l'dover hamis yashev. Based on the psukim before this perek and the psukim that follow, if you look at the whole discussion, the simple meaning is we're talking about Koresh. And Chalila, to take it for something else, ulechaber kol ha'inyin, mimasha ochei shnayim u'shlosha psukim b'parsha, and to leave the whole subject matter and take a few psukim out of context, v'hivsik b'neim, and to make a break in the subject matter. And that's the way the Ma'ariv Kora interprets these psukim. Ibn Ezra also mentions it in the name of the Gaon, v'yomar ha-Gaon, ki hu Koresh, the one we're talking about here is Koresh. But other Mefarshim say differently. Even though Ma'ariv Kora says only someone who's not an expert, somebody who doesn't know better. But as the Radak says very clearly, Hein Avdi Zehu Melech HaMashiach. This pasuk is referring to Melech HaMashiach. And the Pesukim before discussed how Hashem aroused in Perek Mem Aleph, pasuk Chof Hei, Hayrosim Yitzafon Vayas, I've aroused from the north, and he has come, Mimizrach Shemesh Yikro Vishmi, from the east he'll call out in my name. And as we've mentioned, Ma'ariv Kora and other psukim learned this is talking about Koresh. He came from the east, and he called out in the name of Hashem. But the other Mefarshim learned this is talking about Mashiach. All the nations are coming with their arguments that Klal Yisrael is not the chosen people. Earlier in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Novi says, Karvu Rivchem, bring forth your arguments, Yomar Hashem. Hagishu Atzumo Seichem, bring forth your strong arguments and reasonings. Yomar Melech Yaakov, the King of Yaakov, will say that Hashem is our King and we're His people. And these psukim, the other Mefarshim learned before, was also talking about Mashiach. Explaining it to mean Mashiach. Hein avdi esmach bo. Indeed, behold, see my servant esmach bo, that I rely on, or that I will uphold. What it's saying is, in order for the nevuah to fall on a person, to be zochet to nevuah, there are two requirements. And this is for a person in general, to be zochet to receive prophecy. And certainly there are different levels in the nevi'im. Somebody who's a navi, and he has a message that he tells the people, to the large masses of people, to nations, to the world, the greater the navi is, the greater he will have to have these two conditions. But the two conditions are, as the Malbim says, ha-hachana ha-bechirayis, with his bechira, his choice, his free will, he prepares himself to be a novi. through Tahara, Ukedusha, Vehalimud, it requires a certain purity, a certain holiness. And he has to learn a certain approach and a certain... There's what he has to learn to be a Navi. Shezehoya inyin b'nei ha-Navim, it's found that there was b'nei ha-Navim, the students of the Navim. So if you wanted to be zochet to nevuah, you would go to a certain Rebbe. Elio ha-Navi had Talmidim, Elisha. You'd go to a great Navi, and he would teach you how you should live your life. You have to separate from this world. You have to, this Tahara, Kedusha, Limud, there are certain things that you have to perfect and you have to learn and you have to prepare yourself for Nevuah. And then if you're Zocha, Hashem will give you prophecy as a present, as a gift. Hein Avdi, behold, see my servant, my Eved, Melech HaMashiach will be an Eved to Hashem. He'll devote his life to serving Hashem as a loyal servant, as a slave that his whole existence is for his master. He will be the true Eved Hashem. And very often a person has an Eved, a slave, but he can't rely on him. And when the Eved has a chance, he shirks off his responsibility and he runs away, he revolts. He doesn't follow the master. But this is an Eved Esmoch Bo, that I can rely on. Some learn Esmoch Bo meaning, I will support him. But the Malbim learns Esmoch Bo, I can rely on him. He's an Eved that's faithful. That's the first thing. He's prepared himself and he's a loyal Eved Hashem. The second requirement for a Novi is, Hahachona Hativiyis. There's a certain preparation, an inborn, a natural preparation, that there are certain people, of course we have free will and the schar in Olam Haba, if we reach our potential, we can have the greatest schar in Olam Haba. But to be a Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses certain people who could become Naviim. As the Malbim says, they're prepared for this from birth, and before that from the mother's stomach, and even before that from the Heiroyon, from the moment of conception. And this Metzius Chain, to find favor by Hashem, to be the Navi, is... Shemotza Terem Lidato. This is even before he's born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in the world there has to be certain time, there are certain people in different generations when there was prophecy who would be able to tell you exactly what Hashem is saying, the exact message that Hashem wants. And Hashem would prepare in every generation. There are psukim, b'terem etzorcha b'abetin yidaticha. Hashem says, I knew you before you were created. On that we say, in terms of Mashiach, Bechiri. Mashiach is someone, Bechiri, that I've chosen. Rotzeso Nafshi. And it's someone that my soul desired before he existed. Rotzeso Nafshi, I had a desire that this Neshama he's sending down to the world should be able to become the Navi Hashem and to carry the word of Hashem. And now it's up to him to prepare himself in the manner to make him worthy of being a Navi. And this Melech HaMashiach, Nosati Ruchi Olav, as a result of this, that I've chosen him, and that he's made himself the Eved Hashem, Nosati Ruchi Olav, therefore I've placed my spirit on him. He has Nevuah. The Ruach of Hashem is on him. And Mishpat Lagoyim Yotzi. Not only is it a Mishpat, does he know, does Hashem tell him what he has to do? And not only is it for others, for other individuals, or even for another nation, but it's a Mishpat Lagoyim Yotzi for all the nations. A general, Liklal Ha'olam, for the world, he will be able to say, and bring forth justice, what Hashem wants done and accomplished in the world. And a Navi, as we know from our learning Yeshaya, from the other Naviim, a Navi very often had a difficult job. He had to go to the people and he had to tell them harsh words of rebuke. But Mashiach won't be like that. Lo Yitzak. He won't have to shout. He won't have to drive home his point with powerful, forceful, loud words. He won't have to scare them with punishments. But lo Yitzak. He won't shout. V'lo Yisa. As the Malbim explains, Yisa can mean to lift up and to raise your voice. But the Malbim learns Yisa is to give a mashal, a parable. Like Vayisa Mishalo Vayomar. Balak said over this his words, but by a mashal you find the term Vayisa. V'lo Yisa. A Navi very often has to say his words with a mashal or a melitza. He'll give an example. We've had Mishalim in Yeshaya earlier. He'll discuss like how there was one mashal we had when a person wants to prepare bread. So he takes the kernels and he beats it to separate the stalk, but he's careful not to smash the kernel because the kernel itself he wants to separate intact. And then later on he'll make the bread with it. So he crushes it with just the right way. And so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the punishment just enough to extract what's worthy. But when it comes to Melech HaMashiach, V'lo Yisa, he won't have to give Mishalim. There was an Adam Gadol once explained how as the generations went on, Yeridas Hadoros and Klal Yisrael became, weaker. The method of correction changed. By the Nevi'im, they would take a minor, what for humans is a minor defect, and they would magnify it. Like if somebody is, if a woman wants to put on makeup or whatever, and sometimes she'll study her face with a magnifying glass to find the slightest blemish, and then she'll remove that pimple or whatever it is, but she'll magnify it to get rid of the defect. The Navi very often did that. And the mashal that I once heard described, which I think is an excellent mashal, but he said, for instance, if somebody's racing down a city street and he knows if chas v'shalom a child were to step out, he wouldn't be able to stop in time. But people rush, they go. The Navi would call that, Zera Roitzchim, that they're murderers. Because we can understand, the person's driving in a way and he knows, there's so many examples of that, which are just too, it's too difficult for us to live that by those standards of the Nevi'im. But they would judge things in the harshest manner. If somebody was busy, and then the downtrodden, a Yosom or an Almana came and they had a court case, and he's just too exhausted, he can't. There's a backlog of major cases with large monetary amounts, and somebody comes to argue over a nickel and dime account. He just doesn't want to hear the case. It's a small, we would consider it minor. And the Navi would shout how you ignore the Yosom and the Almana and you don't even hear their case. The Navi would amplify the Aveira, make it much worse than it was. As the generations got further and further, then you needed a Magid. A Magid would tell over a story, something that people could identify with, and all of a sudden he would point to them that they would get the message through their laughter and their tears. They would get the idea through the dramatic presentation. The Magid would be able to drive home his lesson. But it was in a much gentler way. It was a sugar-coated way through an enjoyable story. It's difficult to hear the words of the Navi now. It has to be more easier. But v'lo Yisa, one of the methods a Navi would use is by a mashal, a parable. He would tell you a little bit of a story, something to explain his point. But Melech HaMashiach won't have to do that. V'lo Yisa. The Navi, and the third thing is the Navi would have to go outside. It'd have to very often be in the streets. where the people gather, and he would call out the word of Hashem. V'lo yashmiya b'chutz kolo. But Mashiach won't have to have his voice heard on the outside. There were times when the Nevi'im brought punishment on the Rishayim. Elisha, there was an incident, Elisha, the Pasuk says there were Yeladim, there were children that came out, and they mocked and they made fun of Elisha. And Elisha said a klala, he turned to them, and bears came out and killed those children. Or Eliyahu killed the Nevi'e HaBaal, and the incident with Har HaKarmel, where everyone realized Hashem Hu Elohim, but over there it followed that Eliyahu HaNavi killed the Nevi'e HaBaal. Sometimes the Navi brought about a punishment. He punished the Rishayim and the wicked. And there were two different types of Rishayim. There's some Rishayim who, as they grew with their taivas and with their midos rose. They grew without musa, without correction, without taira. They grew wild. That's compared to a reed, a kone, a reed that grows. A kone rotsuts, a reed that grows and it's rotsuts, it's bruised, it's damaged, it's broken, the reed is no good. Something happened to the koyach hatzomeach. A person's supposed to grow and develop. And this kon is rotzutz. It's ruined. The reed is bruised. And there were Nevi'im that would step in and a person like that, and they, as the circumstances dictated, the Navi could punish that person. But Melech HaMashiach, kon rotzutz lo yishbar. The bruised reed, he won't break. He won't destroy the Russia like that. We'll see, they're all going to turn to Hashem. He won't need to destroy them. And then there are those whose seichel, their intelligence, instead of being guiding them and leading them to Hashem, something goes wrong with their thought process, and they allow themselves to be misled by false ideologies, by minus, by wrong beliefs. That's compared to upishta keha, the flickering flax. If you have a wick made out of pishtim, out of flax, and the light, which should give illumination, when you have a candle, the light should illuminate and show the correct way. But his lamp with a flax wick is flickering. The pishta keha, the illumination, the seichel, what should illuminate and guide him is flickering. It's very weak. He's got these wrong beliefs. He's got the ideologies. Upishta keha lo yichabena. But Mashiach won't have to punish that Rasha and extinguish that wick. But le'emes yotzi mishpat. He'll be able to bring out le'emes to the truth. Yotzi Mishpat, he'll bring out justice, and people will realize the truth in life. And Yeshuvu HaKol B'Tshuva, the Malbim says, they'll all come to do tshuva. Lo Yichev, Lo Yarut. And you wonder, how do we identify this Mashiach? There were false messiahs over the century. Shabtzi Tzvi is probably the most famous in the late 1600s. Shabtzi Tzvi, but there were false messiahs. Lo yichev lo yarutz. But you should know with Mashiach, Mashiach will be the perfect individual that lo yichev. He himself, his illumination won't be dimmed. Velo yarutz, and his growth in his character development, lo yarutz, won't be bruised, it won't be broken. Ad yosim ba'aretz mishpat, until he accomplishes what he has to do. Not like Shabtzi Tzvi, as it's known in the history books. Shenepach Ladas Yishmael, he converted to the Islam religion under pressure. But Mashiach will follow his course, Ad Yosim Ba'aretz Mishpat, until he places justice in the land. Ulesoroso Iyim Yachelu, and for his Torah, all those distant people, even in the islands, way out, the Iyim, all ends of the earth, they'll hope and they'll look forward to His teachings, to His Torah. The Mishpat, the judgment, is the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and the Toiroso is Bein Adam L'Makom, but Mashiach will come and it'll be a better society, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and directed toward Avodas Hashem. The following is the Haftorah. The Ashkenazim laying the following as the Haftorah of Bereishis, because the Navi mentions in his opening words how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world. Ko Amar Hakel Hashem. So says Hakel, God, Hashem. Kael is a lashon of power. The Baal Hadin, as Rashi says, the one that brings justice. And Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is the one who has Rachmanus, who cares, who loves us. Ko Amar Hakel Hashem. And so says Hakel Hashem, Borei Hashemayim V'notehem, who created the heavens, V'notehem, and He stretched them out, He like spread the sky, Roka Ha'oretz, He firmed the earth, Vitzet So'eha, and everything that's produced, everything that develops on earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Shamayim Va'aretz. Nosei Neshama La'am Aleha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a soul to the people on it. He gave us a Neshama. When a person makes something and it has different components in the final product, and he wants it to be known who created it, so he puts his signature, he puts his seal on it, he shows us somehow that there's someone who did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the earth. And the seal of that is man, who has heaven and earth in him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it all together to show there's one Creator. It's not a separate heavens, the angels and the holiness and the Kedusha. That's one thing. And then there's the earth with the mundane and the physical. But it's all combined. There's one person, there's one being. There's one being, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did it all. No saying Neshama La'am Aleha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a soul and a Neshama to the people on it. V'ruach laholchim bo, and a ruach, a spirit, laholchim bo, to those that walk on this earth. Some learn ruach means even those that don't have the neshama, the special neshama that man has, but they have a ruach chayim, a spirit of life. The animals also walk around. There are those who walk, there's a ruach laholchim bo, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life to everything in the world. And others learn ruach here means no say neshama la'am aleha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a soul and neshama to the people on the earth. V'ruach. And then there are those who are zoche to a special spirit of holiness. Rashi says a ruach kedusha, a spirit of kedusha. La'holchim ba, to those that go and travel on the path. L'mishalchim l'fon, of those that go on the path before Hashem. Hishalich l'fonai, ve'yesomim, to go before Hashem l'holchim bo. There's zocha to a special kedusha. So Hashem says, I've created the whole world. But we'll see in a moment, I'm taking you, the Navi, or Mashiach, we'll see, and I want you to bring forth the world's perfection. The Gemara understands this in Ksuvas. We've mentioned on occasion different parts of the Gemara. But it's really, the way the Gemara discusses Eretz Yisrael, it's unbelievable. The segula, the special qualities of Eretz Yisrael, a lot of which we see nowadays, but most of which we haven't seen and we won't see till Mashiach comes, when Eretz Yisrael is in its full glory. But the Gemara understands, we're talking here about the earth. The focus is on the center of the earth, on Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Nosei neshama la'ama leha. It has different statements. I'm taking out a piece of the Gemara in Ksuvis, Adav Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. It says, Da'amar Rabavo, Afilu Shivcha Kananis Sheb'eres Yisrael. Even a Shivcha Kananis, a simple maidservant. A Shivcha Kananis means she was originally a non-Jewish woman, and then she was taken as a maidservant, and she was converted to keep the mitzvos, like a Shivcha Kananis, which are the mitzvos that a woman keeps, but she doesn't have the kedusha of a regular Bas Yisrael. She's a Shivcha. But afilu Shivcha Kananis sheb'eretz Yisrael, muftach lo shehi bas olam haba. She's zocha, she's promised that she will be zocha to olam haba. Kesiv hocha la'om aleha. Our pasuk says there's a neshama, there's a soul, la'om aleha, to those that are called an am, the am that are aleha on Eretz Yisrael. Uchsiv hosam shvulachem po im hachamor, am hadomer lachamor. The Gemara refers to am hadomer lachamor, an am, and the Eved Kenaini, or the Shivcha Kenanis, that pasuk is said by Eliezer, when Avram went to for the Akedah, Eliezer Yishmael, an Eved Kenaini has a din of La'om Aleha, Am Hadomer L'chamor, but they're called an Am. No saying Neshama La'om Aleha. Those that are, even the Shivcha Kenanis, will be Zocha to a Neshama, will be Zocha to live with Tchias HaMesim. They'll be Zocha to Olam Haba. V'ruach laholchim ba, and a spirit to those that go in Eretz Yisrael. Amar of Yirmi Baraba, Amar of Yoichanan, kol amahalech arba amos be'Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who goes in Eretz Yisrael, if he travels, he walks 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael, muftach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba, will be zoche to the ruach, to the spirit, laholchim ba, to those that go on the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Marsha says on the Gemara, why the Gemara singles out a Shivcha Kenanis. The Marsha says, the Shivcha that's mentioned in the Gemara is She Nitpala L'Shem Avdus. She went to the mikvah. Originally she was not Jewish, and she was taken as a maidservant by a Jewish family. And at that point, she was tovel. She went into the mikvah to be in l'shem avdus, to be a shivcha kenanis. Devada ha'ovdei kochavim sheb'eretz Yisrael ein lehem chelek l'olam haba. Somebody who's not Jewish and he lives in Eretz Yisrael does not get olam haba. This is a person has to have at least the madrega of an eved kenaini or shivcha kenanis. It doesn't work for the goyim. But the chiddush here is of a shivcha gamshi pachusa bizchus. A shivcha has the least of a zchus to qualify. She'eved shemol v'toval yesh lo zchus mila. An eved who became Jewish went through a circumcision. He went through a mila. So he has that mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah that comes with pain. He has the mitzvah of mila. And he was toivol, he will have oilam haba. But the Gemara's chiddush is, mash'enkin ha-shivcha. But a shivcha doesn't have the zechus of bris mila. But even if she's a shivcha kenanis, in Eretz Yisrael, no saying neshama la'om aleha, Hashem gives a soul la'om aleha to the people in Eretz Yisrael, v'ruach laholchim bo, and those that even walk 4 amos, that walk in Eretz Yisrael, are zocha to olam haba. Ani Hashem krosicha v'tzedek. But Hashem says, I've created the world. I've given the neshama, the spirit, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ani Hashem Krosicha V'Tzedek. I'm Hashem. I've called you with righteousness. V'achzek biyodecha. And I'll strengthen your hand. V'etzorcha. I'll protect you. V'etencha livris olam. And I'll set you for the bris om. There's a covenant that Hashem has with us. We have a pact. We have a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We keep the Torah and mitzvahs, and Hashem takes care of us. V'etencha, and I'm going to place you to carry out the bris om and la'or goyim, to be a light to the nations. Again, the pasuk is not clear who Hashem is talking to. And Mari Kora learns it's talking about Koresh. That I'm calling you, and I'm strengthening you, and I'm protecting you. And your job, Koresh, is Vetencha Livris Om. Your purpose in life is to help the Bris Om. That I have a bris with Klal Yisrael. And when Golus Bavel is supposed to end, at the end of 70 years, you're the one who will have to see to it that they can come back to Eretz Yisrael. La'or goyim, and you should be a light for the nations and help the Jews rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Lifkoach inayim ivros, to open the blind eyes. Lahotzi mimaskir asir, to remove a prisoner from his confinement. It's as if we were locked into Golus Bavel. We're trapped in a foreign land. And bring out Klal Yisrael, mi beis kele, from the dungeon. Yoshvei choshech, those who are dwelling in the darkness. And you have the mission of bringing us back to Eretz Yisrael. Korah should bring us back. And other Meforshim, Rashi says, Ani Hashem krosicha b'tzedek. Hashem says to Yeshaya HaNavi, the prophecy is with me, and I give it to you. I'm calling you out. You are the Navi who is supposed to teach the world. V'etzorcha, from the moment Rashi learns, from the moment of creation, when I created you, my machshava was that you'll be livris om la'or goyim. You'll be for the bris for my covenant with Klal Yisrael, la'or goyim. Here Klal Yisrael is referred to as goyim, as nations, because the truth is every shevet, every tribe has its own mission, its own character, its own abilities. And Yeshaya is able to say a nevuah to address all of them. La'or goyim, to enlighten Klal Yisrael that are like nations, to serve Hashem. Lifkoach inayim ivros, to open up the blind eyes that we haven't seen the greatness of Hashem. And Yeshaya HaNavi is going to tell the nevuahs and the prophecies to open up the eyes. Lahotzi mimaskir asir, and through opening the eyes of Klal Yisrael to see the truth, that will bring them out from the dungeon. That will bring us out from Golus Bavel. You say nevuahs about the Geula, and the Geula will come. The Malbim learns, Ani Hashem krosicha b'tzedek. I am Hashem who calls you out to Klal Yisrael. I'm calling you out from Golus. Ani Hashem krosicha b'tzedek. I'm calling you out b'tzedek, because of your righteousness, because of the mitzvahs that you've done, I'm calling to you as if I'm calling you from a distance. And then as you come closer to me, v'achzek biyodecha, I'll take you by the hand and I'll bring you to the house. And I'm bringing you, v'achzek biyodecha. And then once you're in your house and you're back home and you're in your place, V'etzorcha, I will protect you, that you'll be safe and secure in your land, in your he compares the mashal is like one who calls his friend to come to the house. You're back in your house and I'll protect you. The mashal is, the nimshal is, Ani Hashem Kurosicha B'tzedek. As we said, in order to be a Navi, certain things HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to build into his nature, into his being. And I've called you. When you were born with ability to be a Navi. Kurosicha B'tzedek V'achzek B'yodecha. And then there's a certain role that the Navi has to do. He has to work on perfecting himself. But I'll help you out. You're going to work on your tahara and on your kedusha and on learning what a Navi has to learn. But va'achzek biyodecha, I'll strengthen you. You have to take a role, but I'll help you. There's a famous tefillah from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said a tefillah that parents should daven for their children, but he actually has it for a wife also. A wife can say, Shetarachim al Baili, have Rachmanis on my husband. Our parents can say, Shetarachim al Bonai, have Rachmanis on my children. And his heart should be turned to love and to fear your name, and to learn Torah diligently. Remove any of the causes that are going to hold him back from learning diligently the Torah. And prepare all of the causes that will bring him to your Torah HaKadosha. A person has to be mispal that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Sometimes a person means well and just things keep on coming up that he doesn't have a chance to daven a proper davening. He's not able to learn the way he should. His mind is just so confused and so overwhelmed with the pressures and the stresses. A Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshaya, Kirosicha v'tzedek, I've called you. Like somebody calling his friend from a distance, come. So too, before you were born, I called you. I prepared you. You're the one I want for a Navi. And now you're working on perfecting yourself. Va'achzek biyodecha. I will strengthen you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give the Sibos all of the causes that will bring a person to be able to learn Torah. And to be a Navi, he needs many Sibos to develop in a pure state and to be able to develop a shlemus, a perfection that will enable him to be the Novi. But v'achzik biyodecha, I'll strengthen your hand, I will help you out. V'etzorcha, and I'll protect you, that chas v'sholem, nothing should happen that should derail the Novi on his path to prophecy. And you will be there, you'll be the means by which my bris with Klal Yisrael will be finalized. I'll bring the geula, I'll show them that they're the chosen people, all the nevuos, la'or goyim. And you'll be a light to the nations. The Malbim learns simply the nations of the world, elu ovde kochovim, that through Mashiach they'll be illuminated and they'll see the light. They'll realize the truth. Lifkoach inayim ivros. The light is there. The truth is, a person who's seeking the truth can find it now. But people's eyes are blinded. And Mashiach will help lifkoach inayim ivros, to open up the blind eyes. And once their eyes are open, they're able to see the light that is already there. Lahotzi mimaskir asir, and to bring out mimaskir from the confinement, to bring out the prisoner. We can't forget there's two parts of Klal Yisrael, and we look around and we only see the Golus Yehuda. That's who we are, the Yehudim. We're from Yehuda, and there's Binyamin, and of course we have some of Shevet Levi, the Kohanim and the Levim. But we only have two of the tribes here. The Aseres HaShvatim, the other 10 tribes, are gone. Lahotzi Mimaskir Asir. Shevet Yehudim Binyamin, who are scattered to the four corners of the earth. It's they're trapped in the chains of poverty and suffering, and they're stuck in Golus. We can't all get out. HaKadosh Baruch will be Lahotzi Mimaskir Asir. He'll take out the prisoner from his confinement. And the Aseres HaShvatim, we don't know where they are. We don't know where they are now. They're like the people in the dark. Lahotzi mi beis kele, from those that are in their place of confinement, a pen where the sheep is kept is called michlaos tzon. A kele is just a place where they're confined and they're held in certain quarters. But they're yoshvei choshech, they dwell in the dark. We don't know where the Aseres HaShvatim are. But Mashiach will come and he'll bring out Lahotzi mi maskir asir to take out mi maskir asir from the prison. He'll bring out our golus, Yehudim Binyamin, mi beis kele yoshvei choshech, and he'll bring out the Aseres HaShvatim. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Hushemi, and that's my name. A name is the way you know somebody, his reputation. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who's Yudke Vovke, who always existed, is, exists, will exist, everything exists because of him. And Hushemi, and that's my name, that's the name that I'll be known by, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finally, everyone will recognize that I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchavodi la'acher lo etein. And therefore the honor that's due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'acher lo etein, no longer will it be given to others. Usehi lo sila psilim, or that the idols should be praised as if they do whatever is accomplished, the actions that we see in this world. But I won't allow that anymore. Usehi lo sila psilim. Harishonos hine bo'u. The early events, Rashi says, I promised Avram Avinu that there's going to be a Golus in Mitzrayim and we're going to suffer, but then we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Harishonos, those early events, hinei bo, they happened. And as the Matsuda says, there were nevuas I said about Sancheiriv, the mighty army of Ashur that would conquer the world and camp around Yerushalayim, and then eventually be destroyed by the Malach, by the angel of Hashem on the night of Pesach. But those earlier Harishonos, whether it's Sancheiriv, whether it's Mitzrayim, Harishonos Hinebo, the early events Hinebo, they've come. It's happened. V'chadoshos ani magid. So now I'm going to relate new prophecies. B'terem titzmachna, before they ever sprout, Ashmi aschem, I'll let you know. As the Malbim explains, if somebody wants to tell you the future, so normally you wouldn't believe it unless you see that it's already happening and what he says is plausible. You see an event, you're not sure which way history will lead, and he tells you it will be this way, but you see it's already in progress. It carries a certain credibility to his prediction. You see it's happening. Or perhaps he's told it in the past and his word came true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's the situation. Harishonos hinei bo'u. The early prophecies that I predicted and I told happened. And we know the early nevuos happened. So v'chadoshos ani magid. I'm now going to relate new things that haven't even begun. B'terem titzmachno ashmi aschem. Before they sprout, ashmi aschem, I'll let you hear them. And you're going to hear new new nevuos about what about the geula. Shir el Hashem shir chadash, sing to Hashem a new song. Tehila so miktzei haaretz, His praise you should sing from the end of the earth. Yordei hayom umelo'o, those that go down to the sea. Umelo'o, and those that fill it. Iyim v'yoshvehem, the islands, and those that live on the islands. Of course, it means that everyone has to be involved in singing this song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Rashi learns, Yordei hayom is those that go down to the sea. Umelo'o are those that fill the sea and live there. They don't make an island, that's the next phrase. But they're like living in the water, which is interesting. Rashi says, Umelo'o, those that fill the sea, hakavuim bayom, they're like established in the waters, in the sea. V'lo b'im, not an island. Ela b'soch hamayim shovchim afar, in the water they like pour down dirt. Kol echad ve'echad, everyone, kidei bayis, enough land that he can make a house on it. V'holchim mibayis l'bayis b'sfina. And then they travel from house to house by boat, because he put down enough dirt, he built his house, but he's got water all around. Kigon ir Venezia, like the city of Venice. That's interesting. Rashi, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, already quotes the city of Venice. But the point is, here it has an honorable mention in the Pasuk. They should probably put it in the tour, in the brochures. I mean, imagine this, Yeshaya HaNavi already said a prophecy, how they are going to eventually realize to sing to Hashem. But Shir El Hashem Shir Chodosh, we have to sing a new song to Hashem. Shira Chadosha Shivchu Geulin, the Mefarshim say Shira Chadosha is Beloshin Nekeva. It's in the feminine form, which is the weaker form of language. The Geula from Mitzrayim, we sang Shira. When the final Geula comes, it's going to be a Shir. Shiru Lashem Shir Chodosh Lashon Zachar, in the masculine form, will sing to Hashem Shir Chodosh, a new song. And in this song, everyone will be involved. When we came out of Mitzrayim or Golus Bavel or whatever happened previously, the Nes happened, the Geula happened, and from there the news spread elsewhere. By the final Geula, it's going to be all over the world at the same time. At one moment, Mashiach is going to bring us all back from all over. And therefore, Tilaso Miktzei Haaretz, from the ends of the earth, you'll hear the praise of Hashem. Yordei Hayom, and in this praise of Hashem, there'll be the Yordei Hayom, not just the countries, but even those isolated sailors, they go into the sea. Umelo'o, and as Rashi says, even the guy who builds his house surrounded by water. Iyim, the islands, v'yoshvehem, and those who live there. Yisu midbar v'orav, the desert and its cities will raise and lift their voice in song. And even where they're not cities, Chatzerim Teshev Kedor. Chatzerim is either the courtyards, or it means the cities without a wall, but the less settled areas, the Chatzer, the Chatzerim Teshev Kedor, where Kedor dwells, where there's fewer people, it's certainly not the hub of civilization. But even in those places, Yaronu Yoshvei Sela, those that dwell on the rock, will sing out. And the Targum says it's referring to the people who are buried very often, and especially you see it in Eretz Yisrael, they're the burial caves, they're buried in the Ma'ara. The words of the Targum, Kan Yipkun Mibote Olmehon, when they come out from their Beis Olam, when they come out from the cemetery, Me Reshe Turaya, and then Me Rosh Harim, from the tops of the mountains, Yitzvachu, they'll all shout out from the mountain peaks, they'll all shout out in the honor of Hashem to acknowledge the Geula. Yasimu Lashem Kavod, they'll give honor to Hashem, they'll give the glory to Hashem, Usihiloso, and his praise, Bo'im Yagidu, they'll tell it over in the islands. Hashem Kagibor Yetze. Hashem will go forth like a mighty warrior. Ki ish milchomos yoyer kina. And like a man of war, he'll arouse his vengeance. Yoria af yatsriach. He'll shout triumphantly. Af yatsriach, and he'll roar. Al oivov yiskabor. HaKadosh Baruch will overpower his enemies. Hashem kagibor yetze. HaKadosh Baruch will go out like the gibor. The gibor is the one who has the power himself to fight. The ish milchamos is the man of war who's not necessarily physically strong like the gibor, but he is the general. He might be back in headquarters. He is the ish milchama, the seasoned warrior. Yoyer kina, who can stir up his soldiers, who can bring about the victory, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the gibor going out, and he's also the ish milchamos. Yoyer kina, that he'll now arouse that kina, the vengeance, that he won't tolerate Klal Yisrael and Golus. Yoria af yatsriach, he'll shout triumphantly, and there'll be the roar. It's discussed in terms that we can understand, like a human warrior. So too, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the victory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Oivov Yiskabor, the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, will be overcome, and the Geula Shleima will come. And this is the song that will be sung when the Geula comes. Stop here.